This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Championship coming soon.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Jimmy Butler trolling? Is he trolling?
Nah, he means
it. Oh, he means it.
He's been to the finals twice.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't think outside of Bam, and I love that Heat team, they had resolve, they had grit, but he didn't have a Steph Curry, Steiny. He didn't have a, you know, another superhero per se.
Yeah.
He had Iguodala.
Dre, the 23rd, Evan? That Sunday, the retirement?
Oh, yeah. Number 9's going up forever.
I'm going, Steiny.
You know what's one of the fun things about All-Star Weekend is to see how many of y'all are really thirsty. And
he's talking to me.
The reality is that so many of you out there that are really thirsty are not going to be able to get your thirst quenched.
Oh, man.
If there's one thing I know about All-Star Weekend, it's that a lot of you out there
don't have them.
Are going to be kicking around the streets looking to get into a party that you can't get into.
He deserved it.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
That's just the bottom line.
I am working. I'm waiting on Steiny. I got to tell you,
I'm Steph, sure you're waiting on something.
I'm a little hurt. We didn't get invited to the Curry party.
Where's Curry having a party?
I don't want.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, Bonte told me on the way out. It's one tonight, one tomorrow. Yeah. He sent you a jersey. You can get us on the guest list.
That's not what. You know what?
I can dance now.
I have a rule. I don't go somewhere I'm not invited. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm with you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Like, for example, I think you went to an event last night.
I was invited. Mark Spears.
Yeah.
Your boy Sal Castan. We had a great time.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Whitley, Sandretto.
Okay.
Aaron Wilson.
Great.
Shout out, Kron.
Okay.
Sipping cab.
See,
your boy's off that rant. Well, yeah.
This is something that... If you go to a party, you can't name drop everyone that was there.
Yeah.
And you can't take a picture 20 seconds in. Come on. Vastati, I ain't thirsty. I'm going to pull up on Evan tonight.
Anyway,
I'm just worrying about seeing T.O.
Anyway, if you see Guru walking around San Francisco tonight, a little bit despondent with his chin dragging. And want him to one of these events.
That's pretty damn good, man.
Can you?
I'm sitting there looking at Kirk Lake up like, do I ask him?
I didn't.
You know, just where the party at? That's all. We were right there. Anyway.
I want to play this from Kirk Lake. This is from the interview we had with him a couple days ago. And this is what's been crossing my mind about the new expectations for this team.
Steph is, he's just the best. This guy makes everybody else's job so easy. The way he goes about things, the trust he puts in people, puts pressure on at the appropriate times, the leadership he shows, the work ethic he has, it just makes everybody's job easier. We're always working with him to find a way to give him the best possible set of opportunities to win. This guy's, he's brought four championships to the Bay. He deserves to give a chance to bring five, six, seven, 7, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not a linear path. If you try to do too much, you affect your ability to maybe win the next year or maybe make the big move next. So it's a very delicate balance because you can't always wait for the next thing. Sometimes you got to make a decision. In this case, there was an opportunity to do something that we thought materially changed our odds this year and next year. And we also gave us the opportunity to continue to do things after this move. And Steph was all about that. He's not about just winning number 5.
He's not about just winning number 5.
Stoney, that go ahead. I'm going to let you handle it. Wow, man.
Well, the bottom line is, it seems to me like this team is comfortable with the fans once again thinking that they have a title run in them.
So the bar has been raised. If you reach it, that's another story, but I love that.
Well, I mean, Kirk Laker brought up championships.
With an S.
And I was just asking about Steph and, you know, what... How long is he going to play and, you know, how's he doing and what's the forecast? And twice during the interview, Kirk Lacob talked about, you know, winning another championship. Butler's talking about winning a championship when he got here. Draymond Green is calling Jimmy Butler a franchise changer.
Yeah.
And my question now is, what are your expectations for this team? Are you starting to look at this team and are you going to judge him like you did in the last couple years where you still thought a championship was in sight? I mean, if you want to, like, my feeling is if the Warriors want to talk about being a team capable of making a big run, then we gotta assess them like a team that's capable of making a big run, not a team that's coming out of the dynasty and getting a little grace period from the fans because they won in 2022 and they know that they got to start rebuilding at some point. But the Jimmy Butler trade now puts the Warriors right back in the crosshairs and they're talking deep playoff run. So how do you guys feel about where the Warriors are at right now?
I understand it, and I'm juiced, Steiny. Seriously, I really am. And I know we had fun yesterday talking about can 12-3 be duplicated, and I know they got more than 15 games left, but it's off to a grand start, 3-1, baby. And the team in front of you, when this is all said and done and you get back on the hardwood next Friday, if you can get that win against Sac, that'll help you in the standings and surpass them.
Yeah, when I think about the Warriors and this trade they made, and it was, the middle of last week when Jimmy Butler was acquired. And, you know, he's an older player, obviously, and the Warriors are doubling down on an elderly core, if you will. But the reality is if those three guys can stay healthy, then this team might have action. And, you know, I was skeptical of this trade, obviously, because I Jimmy Butler's under contract for 2.5 more years. So, you know, what happens this year is only going to be part of the story. And
they feel good, set up for the future.
I mean, Jimmy Butler could, Warriors could be going great. And, you know, Jimmy Butler's got him playing at another level. They still have to stay healthy. They still have to get through series if they can get into the playoffs. And it does feel to me, though, like if they don't make a run at it, and I don't know what that means. Well, I do know what it means. It means make the play in and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, get a series or series.
You know, then I think now it'll be wholly disappointing if the Warriors don't finish, let's say, in the top 8, I would think.
No doubt. And how about this? Again, I'm not running Steph out of town. We don't want it to end. But I guess Kirk Lacob was really telling us, until it's over, Stoney, with this acquisition of Jimmy Butler, they feel like they got action. And that's why he used the plural in regard to championships. Like, they feel good. They feel set up. And I understand it for the next 3 years at least with Butler, Dre, and Steph.
Well,
and hopefully Kuminga.
I thought what was interesting that Kirk said, too, is he said, you know, we've given him a chance. We've Can I play it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, because there was something that really stuck out.
Steph is, he's just the best. This guy makes everybody else's job so easy. The way he goes about things, the trust he puts in people, puts pressure on at the appropriate times, the leadership he shows, the work ethic he has, it just makes everybody's job easier. We're always working with him to find a way to give him the best possible set of opportunities to win. This guy's, he's brought four championships to the Bay. He deserves to give a chance to bring five, six, seven, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not a linear path. If you try to do too much, you affect your ability to maybe win the next year or maybe make the big move next. So it's a very delicate balance because you can't always wait for the next thing. Sometimes you got to make a decision. In this case, there was an opportunity to do something that we thought materially changed our odds this year and next year. And we also gave us the opportunity to continue to do things after this move. And Steph was all about that. He's not about just winning number five.
All right. He said they've materially changed this team. And why did he say this year and next?
Because he believes it.
No, but why didn't he say Butler's under contract for another year? Why didn't he say this year, next, and the next? Yeah. See, Butler's going to be here the rest of this year and next 2 years. Why did he say?
He was like Evan. I'm using Evan's word. He was locked in just to, you know, he didn't want to.
That sounds
too much.
Like, sounds to me like they're coming off Butler in a year.
Well, if we've learned anything about Jimmy Butler, the last year of a contract is typically when things tend to blow
up. Perry Mason.
You know what? Kudos to Kirk Lacob for.
Yeah, he's feeling good. Hey, and I'm gonna say this, and I can do it because I backed the truck up with the best of them. But that is born out of keeping it real, Steiny. I'll tell you this: the Warriors had. I'm going out on a limb here. As much as I believed. Pre-Jimmy Butler, that Warrior team wasn't doing nothing. Now that I look at what they're doing, even with Jimmy, and they are, you know, some blown leads, but, you know, hadn't cost them. Steiny, that team was dead. And that's why they went out and made this move, and that's why they were trying to get any and everybody. Now that the dust is settled, I tricked myself into, hey, I got my popcorn. Shout out to T.O. I got my popcorn, Steiny, but I don't think I was going to like the movie. And I think we saw half of the movie last year that culminated in no playoff berth. And now all of a sudden you go get a dog and you got action again. And partner, I know you're about the birth certificate. I know you are. I think of Giannis last year. I think of in years past. Steiny, it don't matter what age you are. I get the conventional wisdom that older player gets hurt before a younger player, but injuries can pop up at any time. And if somehow the Warriors avoid that, we got major action, and I think we got a big three again.
What do you think this means, Goo, from Bee's Knees on the YouTube chat? I don't like Steiny being optimistic about the Warriors.
Yeah, you've created, not a troll, but you're negative. And now you're kind of,
I'm skeptical.
You're coming at,
I'm not negative. I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, some will say, you got to own it.
Bottom line is,
you feeling frisky.
Who?
You, about this team and
you
are. I appreciate it.
No, you are.
No.
Let me
Jimmy say, said I, championship. Hey. Jimmy Butler. Why are you smiling?
Because, I mean, this is all-star goo. That's what's happening today.
I like that.
Yeah, this is all-star goo. I can tell you're wound up because of the all-star game. You're feeling all energetic.
About the 3-1, not the parties.
You can't wait to people watch, see if you can see some celebrities. You're on cloud nine, and I'm not gonna get
what
in the way. I'm not gonna get in the way tonight.
No, stop. Today. It's the 3-1. It has nothing to do with people watch. I've been around the block, man.
Well, I don't know.
This is about the 3-1.
This is about the parties.
That hurts. Stoney, I've been around.
Not really, though. You've been pretty sheltered.
Eddie House? Mario Ellie? Roy Williams?
Are they in town?
No, but I've been around this. Rappers. Spice One? This ain't new to me. I'm from the Yoon. Steiny, come on now. But I will pull up on Evan tonight at the cigar lounge.
Just $1? It's just a broadcast. It's not an attendance, I don't think. Tell you what. Why don't you just listen to the radio? Rather than go to the
Can event. I share something with you?
Sure.
I was one of the tallest guys last night in Alameda. And I got to tell you, Steiny, I had a fresh cut. There was a couple people looking to see. I'm older. Like, who he played for. And I was, then they see me close up and know I'm older. But it felt good to know.
They used to have an old-timers game.
Spears is taller than you.
That's the one guy. Shout out Spears. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. I want to know how Warrior fans' expectations have changed.
Yeah.
Should I start talking about this team like it's going for a title?
Well, I'll do this.
Because then I could be like, boy, they got a long way to go.
Okay.
I mean, they got to stay healthy, you know. But
these aren't the fans. You just played the soundbite from Jimmy. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
He mentioned championship. Kirk Lakeham went plural. The opportunity. So, Stani, this is not just fan filibuster. This, we're hearing it from the guys. We're hearing it from the team. That's all I'm saying. And there is no reason now not to be excited. That's all. Because I don't like where we were headed. We were headed nowhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just said it a minute ago. Now look at this. The possibility.
It's gotten off to a really good start.
There we go.
They've got a long way to go.
But he's a part of us, Jimmy, moving forward. So just in that instance, Donnie, that's exciting as well.
What do you mean?
Like this summer. They can make some moves, but they got their heart. They got their core. You know what I mean? They don't got to ask anybody. They're in a relationship now.
Yeah, they are. They are. With an older lady, with an older woman.
Simmer.
Whoa.
I mean, it's an older couple.
What does that mean?
It just means they
still celebrate Valentine's.
I'm just saying.
You heard Rick Barry yesterday.
Let's go to Filmo Mike.
Mike. Oh, he knows where the parties are.
That ain't Belichick.
We'll see.
Michael, get us on the guest list.
Hey, that's funny. I was going to say, we like Bill Belichick. But now, I'm with you, Steiny. In regards to, I was very skeptical. I didn't like the trade. And I love you, Guru, because the way you talk, bro, is so. You say the birth certificate. You don't say his age. You say just the birth certificate. Everybody just knows what you mean. You're just pure gold. And then, I was gonna holler, bro. Like, bro, the Bay right now is lit. Like on some real talk. Like, bro, it's like a vibe right now, bro. Like I was out last night, and I didn't even expect to really like go out.
Yeah.
Somebody, I had a release party. Then I showed over to the city. I was at the club. Then I went to another club, Club Temple. I went to Vanity. I went to 1015. I ended up at Phoenix Lounge. Man, it was a vibe.
Oh my God.
I hopped in an Uber. Man, it was kind of lit.
Where's it at tonight, Mike? Me and Stoddy and Evan might pull up.
We're going to be everywhere. We got this spot, Studio X. It's a little shindig where, you know, it's a little private event. Okay. Yeah, it's called Studio X. It's my boy's studio.
So if we say your name at the door, you'll come get us?
Say my name. Say, hey, Philmo Mike is in the building. And they go, all you got to do is let them know Philmo Mike and holler at OP.
Okay, OP.
We got a bunch of tourists that are going to be using Philmo Mike to get into every club in the city.
Mike, who the hell is this? Yeah.
Hey, it's all good. You guys are royalty. Anybody from 95-70 game is royalty. Y'all should have passes to every. You know what's so fun about these events? You got the big events, and then you got the small shindigs. That's where you really get your network cracking at. At the small shindigs.
Yeah.
You know, and the little Mitchells. Steiny, I need to be your plus one. Don't be hating, bro. For real.
He's Steiny, you're juice. I can tell.
Black History Month, Steiny. Me and Guru better be your plus one. I don't want to hear nothing else.
Let's go. Let's go, Mike. I'm going to hit you.
Stay safe out there, my man.
Black Mets. Yeah. You're ready. I can tell. I know what you do. What's the word? You're trying to put it on me, but that's how you feel, and it's all good. I can tell you got a pep in your step.
It's because it's payday.
Well, that's right. That
that's it. Guru, I will be at zero parties this weekend.
Well, we're having one that we have every payday Friday, so it starts there.
But it's not an all-star event.
We don't know what's going to happen at the ship today. Evan, it could be something entirely different. Come on, man. Own it.
Yeah, Sonny, I will drag you to the Amador Club tonight.
I wrote down Studio X. I'm going to your club, Ocho Cinco, and then fall into Studio X.
By the way, I heard Philmo Mike on the radio last night.
What?
So either...
Oh, boy.
He recorded it and then went to the clubs. Okay. Or he wasn't at all the clubs.
I bet it was the first one.
Yeah.
It was the first one. Let's go to Horace in Texas. Hey, Horace, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, guys. You guys still doing good?
Hanging in, Horace.
Thanks.
Yep.
Well, you asked, Steiny, you asked about how do I feel about them right now as far as, you know, title or deep run in the playoffs. Well, I think we need a little bit more than just Jimmy Butler. We got to see what the buyout market can bring. I don't know who all is available. I heard some rumors that we have Kelly Olynyk might be available out of Toronto. Marcus Smart might be available out of Washington. If we get those two guys or something like that, you know, we might be able to do something as far as a deep run, because Kelly, he's a big 6'11". He can shoot the three, so that means he can spread the floor. A little bit of a presence in the paint, but not a big shot blocker, but he's presence in the paint. He can pull you out. He can spread the floor. And we all know what Marcus Smart can do. So I think if we get those two guys, then you might be able to talk about a possible deep run in the playoffs.
Mm.
But it's going to determine the buyout market is going to determine how far they go. So, I don't think they can go deep just what they got now.
Wow, Horace.
I thought you were going to ask him something. Hold
no,
on.
I was Horace. So what's your big thing right now? It sounds like size has you thinking they as is. Kuminga comes back. That's still not enough.
No, I don't think it's. I mean, I think it's enough to get them in. But as far as deep, I just think I've always felt that we are not big and long enough in the front court.
Mm.
And we need to be able to spread that floor better. And I think we need another big with experience. See, that guy, he'll also help post, too. Because he's got experience. Then you got Jimmy Butler with experience. Those two guys will help post. Like, if you know, Post is still a rookie. So right. He's going to make some rookie mistakes. That's where Kelly Olynyk would come in. So I think if you get those two guys, we all know what Marcus Smart can do defensively. So if we get those two guys, then I'll feel much better about a deeper run.
Mm. Appreciate the call, Horace, as always.
Yeah, love it. Lacob did, Kirk, that is, Donnie. He mentioned that they might not be done, and we can expect a new Warrior here sometime soon. But one facet about the game we didn't talk about, Stoney, Buddy Hield came out of the starting lineup, and again, I'm not beating him up, 14 minutes, but still can't hit a shot, 0-4 from deep.
I just don't understand why you need to, you know, put the caveat on that you're not trying to beat him up. I mean,
because I don't like how he's being treated among his teammates. That's what it is. You can struggle, but then if you've been in relationships and jobs, Stoney, if you treat a person the wrong way or try to deliver the message, that becomes more than the problem.
You know, I mean...
That's all. I'm rooting for B.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is I do kind of think that they're off to a nice start, but I was really disappointed with Houston last night.
Let's talk about it.
What is Udoka doing?
I text the Vine like I'm out on the Rockets.
He starts Aaron Holiday, who's not a starter. Jalen Green, maybe his best player, plays 22 minutes. Dylan Brooks only plays 21 minutes. And then he plays Jeff Green 21 minutes. Jeff Green!
I've always liked him. I know you don't.
Jeff Green!
Yeah.
I mean, I like him,
too. 2 of 8 from deep.
But he's 56. I mean, something. Udoka was...
I'll tell you what.
I don't know. Then the Warriors just... You know,
Almost blew it, though. Give you what that version of the Rockets got it to within 2.
So what? So?
What would we be talking about had they completed it?
We've been talking about a comeback win.
No,
Every single game is a collapse to a
Rocket team that...
24-point blown lead is probably the 10th highest blown lead.
Wow.
I mean, it happens. It happens. Okay, you know what? If you're a Warrior fan, do you want to focus on the win or do you want to focus on... We almost blew it.
Well, no. When you win, you don't even focus. That it's off. But when you lose it, then we talk about
it. Don't bring it up anymore.
That happened.
No, you brought it up.
It was part of the story.
Not really. It wasn't really.
You just said it.
Every team makes a run in the NBA. You're going to learn that by the end of the year. If I have to drill it into your freaking head. That's right. And now you're distracted.
No, the word I was looking for was projecting. And that's what you were doing to me. You're excited about All-Star Week.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.